time. I can't seem to escape. I can't get you off my mind. I'm pessimistic, baby. Glass half empty, I can't change. I can't go all the way. Yo, what's up, guys? This is Social Boys Podcast, Episode 2, Season 2. It's your boy, Christian. I finally got my boy, Maylord, to come and record. What's up, bro? How you been?
I've been good, bro. I'm super excited to be back and actually record after 2 years or so of, like, not recording and taking a break. Just quick little intro for those of you that, like, don't know me personally. My name is Chris or Christopher. But I go under like the alias of like May the Lord, just because I've always gone with that for like a few years or so. Instagram name, Xbox gamer tag handle, like all that stuff. Literally. But yeah, I'm super excited to be back. I know Christian started it off for you guys for the first episode, just like as a quick little just vendor catch up and stuff like that. And I'll probably most likely get into that for you guys too, like what I've been doing for the past 2 years. And you know, we all got our reasons, like how we said why we stopped recording and stuff like that, but super happy to be back. I am the co-host, he's the main host, so yeah, it's only right for me to be here like all our other episodes in first season.
Yeah, no, I feel that, bro. It's definitely been a while. Yeah, been to what, 2 years? About 2 years, bro.
Yeah, about 2 years going to 2 years or so. And yeah,
what was the last episode we dropped?
I personally, I don't even remember, to be honest with you. I can't remember how long it was or what it was about. But yeah, I just know that it's like a spam of about like 2 years or so since we recorded.
That's crazy.
All right, time flies.
No, yeah, seriously. All right, well, since we're in season two, we didn't record a lot during season one. We only did 8 episodes, but since we're starting it off brand new, what was your favorite episode from season one?
I'd have to say when we did the episode with our friend Edgar and with Trip, when it was like us and we're recording in the garage. It was hot as shit in the garage, but at the time that was the only like safe space for it, like, you know, not picking up any noise and stuff like that. But that was definitely one of my favorite episodes, or if not my favorite episode, just because it actually felt like, you know, it was giving podcasts, you know, like interviewing and asking them questions. Yeah. And just all of us just like reminiscing over photography and just like things we did with each other here in Arizona, stuff like that. So that one resonated pretty well with me.
That was a good episode. That's probably one of my favorite ones, bro. Because we got to literally talk about the first 7 years of our photography. And I think that shit was cool to catch up and kind of remember what we were doing back in the day, all the hoodlum shit that we were onto.
Yeah, those shits and giggles, you know?
Literally fucking breaking into the buildings and all that shit. Yeah, literally illegal to do now. Will we do it again? Fuck no. I don't have the strength to do it no more, bro.
When we were like really like we were hungry for it at the time, you know. That's all we knew. We didn't have to worry about bills and like, you know, grown up shit. Like how you said, like on the first episode, it's like just growing up and growing out of it. It was a hobby at the time, and you know, we didn't care about if we were making money off of it or not. We were just doing it for like the fun, for the thrill of it, you know, and just hanging out.
No, yeah, seriously. Definitely, I would say one of my favorites. Damn, bro. Personally, I think my favorite one would probably have to be probably the Jack one. I thought the Jack one was really cool.
Oh, the one with Jack?
Yeah. That was a really good episode. It was cool to kind of catch up with that fool, especially because we had not seen him in a while.
And we recorded that in his actual studio, which was sick. We had the headsets on and like the whole nine yards.
We got to record in that studio he was at the time. And he had like all the Rodecast mics and all that shit.
Yeah.
Bro, we felt like fucking podcasters that day, for real.
All we were missing was just the camera to like post the video, you know?
That was fun though. I Yeah, I think that was definitely my favorite episode, and kind of, talking about the history of how we met him and shit, and how he became like a really cool friend with us. I still talk to him. I catch up with him here and there, which is really cool. He's a DJ now.
Yeah, I seen that, like, 'cause he just recently followed me on Instagram. I forgot. I thought I was following him the whole time, but I guess I wasn't. But I mean, he's made like different pages and stuff like that.
That motherfucker has like
But
7 pages, bro.
yeah, but since we like posted the when I reposted that we're like back and we're gonna start our podcast, I'm pretty sure he saw the repost of yours or mine, and then just like from there, just like reached out and
Oh,
I seen
bro.
that like he
No,
does
that's
like
cool, bro.
DJs.
That's cool. Yeah, it's. I think it's cool now that like we're getting a lot older and, we're starting to catch up with a lot of like the homies. Like I mentioned yesterday, that fool Flo hit me up and shit, so that was cool. Shout out to my boy Flo. For those who don't know, he's a pretty, I would say, well-known photographer, videographer in Arizona. Definitely a cool cat. Somebody that we looked up to when we were kids and shit. And def and like I said, has a phenomenal eye for photography and shit. So it was nice to catch up with that fool because it's been, bro, it's been years since I last talked to that fool. I mean, we would play Xbox literally from fucking 8 p.m. to like 3 in the morning
Yeah,
every
that's
single
what it was
day and
about
shit.
back then, you know?
So it was cool to to catch up with that fool because he's getting married. I should probably, I don't know if I should be mentioning this shit.
Or you said
So
he wants to,
he
he's
wants
planning
to.
on,
Yeah, he
yeah.
wants to. Hopefully he already surprised his girl because if she
It's
did,
not a surprise
if
if
no,
he listened to this, you
seriously.
know? Sorry, Flo, in advance. I mean,
Yo, my bad. If you're listening, Flo, we didn't mean to ruin it for you, but again, it's cool to, see my homies doing good and shit.
As I
And
grew up, you know?
definitely cool to see all those fools, becoming adults, bro, and kind of changing their whole lifestyle, which was like a complete 360 for all of us. We went from, like I said, not like you mentioned, not having to pay bill. Well, we paid bills, but like not having so much responsibilities as we do now. We were able to travel, just kind of up and leave whenever the fuck we wanted to. We would be in California literally randomly. It'd be like a 2 day planned trip. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Like.
California up north. It's just like we didn't have higher expenses, I guess, and money really wasn't like an issue. Like we would make our little money and stuff like that, but it's like, yeah, we had, like I said, we had certain bills we had to pay, but it wasn't nothing crazy, you know? It's like, and then also like job wise, you know, like now, like we gotta work way more hours and like,
True.
you know, the society that we live in now and like this generation, it's like sadly I feel like we got the you know, like that game where it's like different sticks and there's different sizes
Oh yeah.
and
You
everyone
gotta pull
pulls
one
one and
out.
then whoever gets like the shortest stick is like it, you know? I feel like that's us. We're that last stick. We got the last draw and we just so happen to get that last stick and we're fucked, you know?
No, yeah. Yeah, bro, adulting sucks. Like it sucks, bro, to be honest. It's not
I mean, it's
only
cool because you get to experience more and stuff like
Yeah, and
that.
you have fucking adult money
Yeah, you got adult money, you
that
know, that you
flies
can,
by so quick,
yeah, you
though.
can play with adult money, you know, you have it here and there, but like it's definitely different from experiencing like being in high school and not having to worry
For
so
sure.
much about certain things. And that's another thing too. It's like talking about like bringing up high school. I really wish like school prepared you more for what's to come, you know? But like, I mean, I understand it. It's like, you know, we're learning just basic history shit and stuff like that. That's like, I feel like it's just something that's repetitive. But even in college, like, they don't even prep you for the real
For
world.
the
They
real
don't
world, yeah.
fucking teach you how to write a check and what a Roth IRA account is and, you know,
Well, let's
it's
just
your W-2, 1099 and things like that, you
let's just
know?
be completely honest. School is shit, bro. They don't teach us nothing. If there's one thing I would have loved for school to teach me when I was going to school, was like financial shit, bro, on how to better, I would say better. And I better save your money and also watch how you use credit cards and all that shit.
Yeah.
Cause I had to learn the hard way, to be
Yeah,
completely
I
honest with
mean,
you.
I learned the hard way
And I'm
too.
sure everyone's learned the hard way, but I wish that school was a lot more Like, I think they were, I wish they were just a lot more aware of financial stuff. 'Cause I mean, as you can tell, like, people go bankrupt literally every day, bro. So
Yeah.
it's, to me, that would have been really cool. Again, I think it's the hardships of life either way. And it's, I mean, it's about growing up either. Like, it just comes down to growing up. Like, you really can't do, like we can't do what we can't do what we could do like 7 years ago. Like, if you really, really think about it, like, we can't up and leave whenever the fuck we want to. Like, yeah, fucking adulthood has us on a chokehold.
It really
Dead ass,
does.
bro.
And but at the same time, it's like I feel like there's some beauty in it too. It's the fact that like it sucks that we didn't learn it in school or we didn't learn it by parents and stuff like that because times are different. Back
Definitely.
then, things were so much more different when it came to buying a house, having credit, and just like investing and all that stuff. But I feel like there's a beauty behind it where the beauty part is that
Achieving all that shit though, that's really, I mean, that's really the beautiful part about it. If you're
like
alive,
you
if you're
learn
able
from
to,
it, you know, and you grow from it. But the, what's that one saying? Beauty behind the madness. Like that's the beauty part. But the madness is the fact that like it fucking sucks, you
No,
know,
it
that you
does,
have
bro.
to
It
go through
does.
it and
Trust me, it
it's
does.
tough and not a lot of people, you got to be built different to like to bounce back from certain things, you know.
Yeah, for sure, bro. Yeah, trust me, I know. I mean, selling that house when I used to live right there on, what is it, Baseline?
Yeah,
Like,
in the south side.
I didn't think that shit was that complicated, bro. Like, that it's crazy how much paperwork you gotta do, like how much inspections happen. Like, it's insane how much money you actually spend even just to sell your house, bro. That's the crazy part about it. Like, you also gotta fix shit. Like,
It's the same with opening a
yeah,
business.
it's crazy, bro.
Exact same thing, you know? Owning a business or opening a business, like imagine the people that are doing it tenfold that have
Yeah.
one fast food chain and then they have to open
10 more.
another
Or
more,
10
you
more.
know,
Yeah,
like
go.
think about that, but just times it by 10. But like even just one home or one business alone, it's like it's a lot. Those are numbers that you don't ever see and you might not ever touch,
No, yeah,
you
seriously,
know.
bro. Seriously. It's crazy. Talking about businesses, because we both have businesses. What's been going on with the Holy Fins? Tell the people.
I honestly, to be 100% honest with that, I stopped doing it, not because of money wise. Like I wasn't even in it for the money. I was more in it for because of my love for anime one, and then being able to like have these ideas in my head, find someone, literally tell them word for word how I want them to commission it and draw it. And they hit it right on the money, and then I can turn that fucking idea into a pin, you know? That was like my favorite thing. It's like, and there being people behind it to back me and actually pay money for like what my ideas are and stuff like that. But I mean, main reason on that I probably stopped was, I mean, one, the tariffs honestly play a big role. It sounds stupid, but I mean, when you have a business and you're doing things overseas, you then start to realize like how much of a percentage and stuff like that. And with this fool Trump, like always like just changing shit and adding stuff, like I was getting my stuff from China, you know? So there's specific like percentages that he just keeps adding. Like, let's say for instance, like Korea and Japan, there's a 25% tariff increase from those spots, you know? I don't know what it is with China,
It's
but
crazy,
I
bro.
mean it was that, and then also too, I kind of lost the fire for doing that too because it was taking up like at the time like I was, you know, still working and stuff like that, but it was taking up a good amount of my time, and in the end, like I said, I didn't care about the money, but at the end, kind of finance wise, it just wasn't making sense anymore because I was using a little bit of my money. That's what I was doing. I was working, using my own money, putting my own money into this business, and then getting what I can out of it. And whatever money I make, I take back what I put into it, and then the rest put it back into the business. But it started getting to the point where the money I was putting in was like exactly what I made back, so broke
Fuck.
even. So I'm like, if I want to continue this, I can't even keep that money or take anything. It all has to go back.
Back,
And
yeah.
it just started getting oversaturated as well, too. A lot of people started picking up on it because there's, for those of you that don't know, there's a huge like following and a huge community like on Instagram. It's like a bunch of like weebs and shit, you know, that love fucking,
Weebs.
yeah, that love anime and shit, you know, just like me. And a lot of them saw that it was so easy to fucking make a pin, and they all started making pins, and then it just got oversaturated. And then artists that were like getting commission were paying, I mean, were charging way more. And at that point, I'm just like, bro, like, what's even the point, you know? Like,
Yeah.
so I just ended up, I stopped doing that just because of like those couple reasons, you know. And it's just a few other like small little things, but I mean, I wish I can continue it, but like I said, I just feel like it's too oversaturated
Yeah.
at that point.
No,
But
definitely.
it definitely was fun though, for sure,
No.
100%. And I
Yeah.
don't regret it at all, not one bit.
No, I feel it. But you have a new business now. And you have a business with my sister, which is cool.
I mean,
I
I
mean, it's
guess you
not.
can call it a business.
Nah,
I mean,
that
I
shit's
just
a.
call it a another trade, another,
Nah, that shit's a motherfucking business. Stop playing.
I mean,
Hey,
until I do the other ideas that I
Yeah.
have in store for what we're doing right now, I just call it like another trade that I picked up.
Gotcha.
But it's also, it's a hustle.
No, yeah.
Like, I'm a hustler, you know. Like,
No,
I'm just
yeah,
trying to
definitely,
make
bro.
$1 into $10, you know, whatever I can. I will flip anything, and people know that. Like, if you know me, like, I be slanging Labubus, I be slanging Pop Mart shit, Sunny Angels. But yeah, I mean, using that app Whatnot, selling on Whatnot, and specifically just sticking to one theme, which are the Sunny Angels. I mean, it's been going really well, and I hope to continue that through the rest of this year. And if it does good, then we've only been doing it since like July, so it's a few
Yeah.
months, right? Haven't done a full year. If the numbers make sense and stuff like that, then I want to do a full year, even if I got to do it by myself, you know,
No, for sure.
because I can double or triple what I make, you know.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, I got other plans planned for that. I can talk about that later. I'd rather do that first and then
And then
talk
talk
about
about it,
it
yeah, for
instead
sure.
of kind of giving fake promises or whatever, you know, and saying like I want to do that, whatever. But what I have in mind for that, like, it's gonna be sick
No,
if
that's
I can
cool,
do
bro. I
it.
mean, I, again, I'm not into Sunny Angels, to be completely honest with you. I know about them because of my sister. My sister is addicted to them shits. But I would definitely say that you guys are one of the top sellers on there for Sunny Angels, at least.
I hope so.
I can confidently say that you guys are probably one of the top sellers on there. But I mean, like I said, good product. That means you guys are constantly gonna have good customers who are willing to buy. And that's the cool part about, collectibles and shit. I mean, I started selling stuff on there too, which was Bear Bricks, and it's a good market, but it's hard trying to like cater to people and also trying to buy so many like hauls and stuff of units like that. It's
Yeah.
just, it's impossible to try to find things that every person likes, because not every person likes specific, specific bear brick styles or variations of them. But I mean, it's a good bunny, it's a good hustle. I don't blame you for doing it. Yeah, bro, that's dope though. That's cool
Yeah.
as fuck.
I mean, like everyone else, I mean, you pick up a trait or a hustle 'cause you need more money, you know? It's like, yeah, I work a full-time job and stuff like that, but it gets to that point where is this really enough or can I make more money and stuff, you know? And then that comes down to the individual themselves. Like, do you want to work and hustle for your money, or do you just, are you okay with settling and just like doing your basic 9 to 5 and stuff like that? And I've never been that person to like just settle for that. Like, if I see a trend, I'm gonna hop on the trend, and if I do well on the trend, then I'm gonna do that shit till the wheels fall off, you know? And that's what I feel like with Whatnot right now, selling on that app. Yeah, it's kind of like we hopped on a trend, but at the same time, we've been in that scene.
Yeah.
We just never sold. It's just your sisters just always collected them. So we have a good, fair idea of like what's good, what's popping, and stuff like that. So that helped us out a lot. But also, too, like how you said, like, you know, there's certain people you need to cater to and stuff like that.
Definitely, bro.
I kind of learned to not give a fuck about that and not cater so much to people and just do what the fuck we want to do. Because at the end of the day, one person that won't buy, another person will buy. You know, there's people everywhere that are gonna spend the fucking money on something they want. So
Oh yeah, if it's especially like I said, the rarer an item is, bro, there's always people willing to buy it.
yeah,
Like that's
even if
just
it's
really how it
something
is.
that's not rare and it's new, but there's someone that might have gotten to that collecting scene really late and they want it, you know. So if I can make a dollar off of it to selling it to them, then I'll sell it to them, you know.
It's cool,
It's
bro.
just I'm really more worried about my customer servicing on that and just making sure everything runs smooth and our reviews are good and everything. So that way, on the long run, people see that and they realize, like, yeah, this is a really good, this is a trusted seller. They get their shit out on time. They always have the new stuff and they get old stuff. So it's like, that's what I want to be more known for, you know? It's like just
Definitely, bro.
good customer servicing and getting people, everybody, whether they're new or old, getting new and old shit for everybody, and just keep it that way and just keep it pushing.
Nah, yeah, I feel it. No, I think we got pretty good customer service. I mean, we've been doing that shit for fucking years,
Yep.
so
For years.
But I feel you, same with like the pin stuff. Like for those who don't know, I also had a business, Fatal Eight. Yeah, it's a oversaturated market when it comes to pins. My pins were not as Maylord's were. Mines are kind of catered to like fitted hats. But I also wanted to do I wanted to design hats and shit for releases, which I, was very thankful to get a, get a release about what, 2 years ago? 2 years ago, right? 2 years? It's been 2 years
I would
since
say
I.
like 3 years or so, because I was just literally looking at our
Oh,
podcast
word.
page right now, and like the last thing we did was like 22. So I'm
Oh,
like, damn, that's
shit.
3 years.
That's 3 years.
We're
Years.
off
Oh,
by a whole
shit.
year.
Damn.
So I'm like, shit, that's crazy.
Damn.
It's actually 2022.
Yeah.
So I'm like, 3 years.
Fatal Eight, like I said, I made it. Was trying to design hats for people. Thankfully, I was able to release one hat. Well, not one hat, but a collection of hats that we called it the Dirty Martini. I made renditions of like the reversed martini. It's just so hard, bro. It's pretty hard to try to get someone to support the idea, especially when there's not a lot of product that I've sold, you know what I mean? Again, the pins are cool and shit, but like that's not really what I was catering to. I think it was just an add-on to the business. And yeah, I mean, I wanted to release as many hats as I could, and sadly it didn't go through. So I'm trying to figure out what the fuck I want to do with Fatal Eight. I don't know what I want to do with it. I might just end up just. It might just be that shit that just didn't work out, to be
Yeah,
honest.
I mean, it's okay to close one door because another one will
No,
open, you
yeah,
know?
for sure, for sure. And I'm very thankful for like the opportunities that I did get and like the people that I got to talk to and shit on it. You know, I met so many cool like hat collectors, hat designers, and like that's the really cool part about it, bro, that I was able to network and shit with a lot of people in the hat community. I still buy hats. I love hats. I don't know. It's kind of like I think there's specific companies that have already taken over the space.
Yeah.
So for a newcomer to kind of come through and release something, it's a little hard. I've talked about it. Like I've talked about getting like licenses and shit through New Era, but again, if you don't got a business, it's a little harder. They're not gonna just hand, licensing, they're just not gonna hand licensing to anyone, it's one of those things where it's like they gotta know that people are buying shit through there and they
Yeah,
have
because
a
it's like
they yeah.
all. It comes down to like profit
No, yeah, for sure, for
margins, you
sure.
know, they're all about numbers and stuff like that. Or like if you got a good following on socials and stuff like that. So I mean, and it's also just like it, at the time when you like released the hats and stuff like that, it like just blew up out of nowhere
Yeah.
and then just like kind of started becoming oversaturated too. And then
Definitely, bro.
all these other people were trying to make hat designs to do like releases, what big companies, you know, like lids and hats hat club and stuff like that. But it's just like with everything, there things get oversaturated, they die out, and then a few years down the line they come back, you
Come
know,
back,
like
yeah.
it's just trends, you know, everyone hops on trends.
Yeah, and I think like the only, I mean, like I don't, like I said, I used to be a bro. I used to stay up the day with hats for fucking months, but now it's kind of like, I mean, it's either Hat Club, it's what is it, that one New York, what was it, Russell, Russ something, Russ Sunset.
Yeah, Russ Sunset.
I forgot what the name of their store is,
And then
but
there's like Pro
there's
Image,
pro, well, some pro
like Lids
images.
HD or just Lids, but like they
Bro,
kind of fell
Lids
off.
HD has some whack ass shit, bro, to
They
be
do.
honest with you. I thought all their shit was weak.
Yeah, their creative director and all them, like, I don't know what the fuck
I
they're
ain't gonna sit
thinking.
here and talk shit about them because, I mean, they're cool people, but I think their shit was whack. I think one of my favorite companies, bro, that has released cool shit besides Hat Club, because Hat Club, I feel like they cater to like the community too, which is cool as fuck, and they do have really good hats, but God, what's that company? Besides Russ Sunset? No, it's not that one. It's the Crown something. It's in California.
It's not like Crown Kings or something.
I don't even remember, bro, but
I haven't been in the hat game in forever. Like,
no, I
it's
feel
just like
it.
it kind of died down too, you know? Like fitted hats and stuff like that.
Fitted hats are for the bald fools, bro, so
Well, good thing I'm not bald yet,
shit,
so
I ain't
I don't need
bald. I
it.
ain't bald. I just like wearing hats, especially the Yankee hats, so I ain't tripping, but that's
Yeah.
funny as fuck, bro. That's funny.
Yeah, just like with everything, like how we said, like just, you know, trends come and go, business ideas come and go, but the fact that like we actually tried and did it, to me is like what counts the most, you know. It's like
Definitely, bro.
we didn't just sit there on that idea and someone else took it. We actually like took the step forward, did it. Like I did it for a while. I did pins for like 2.5, almost 3 years, and then that's when I finally decided to like step back away
Yeah.
from it. And I'm like I said, I got no regrets doing it. It was really fun. Like, there's people that really like fucked with my shit, and I was like, it's just crazy. And I remember my first drop that I did. This was like during COVID. I like literally used my savings that I had left because I wasn't working, and the outcome of like, I was just shook, like how I just made so much money off a fucking
Bro,
anime
but
pin.
you gotta think about it. During COVID, bro, motherfuckers were buying anything and everything.
Yeah, because everyone's getting them damn
That cause,
checks.
cause that's how I got in.
Unemployment.
Yeah, that's how I got into like the luxury scene of like that's how I started doing luxury. For those who don't know, I do authentication for luxury and shit, higher end items. It's cool as fuck. I get to see a lot of cool shit. I get to see bags that like I would buy for my girl. You know what I mean? Like there's some
Yeah.
really cool ass shit, bro. Yeah, if I had a girl, that's like literally there's so, I'm telling you, bro, there's countless of cool shit. I get to see bags from like athletes. At the time when I was working at the Real and shit, I got to see like Kim's personal collection like go through there.
Yeah, celebrities and
I
stuff
got to
like
see,
that.
yeah, Jeffree Star's shit go through there.
That's crazy.
So it's cool to see all that stuff, bro, and like the amount of like shit that they use in all these products is cool, like the materials, the stitching, whatever, like the just the detail and craftsmanship that goes into these like luxury items. Yeah, it's pretty cool, bro. But now I'm doing some other shit. I'm working for another company, and yeah, it's been pretty cool. Different from, being a photographer and shit. So I think it's, I don't know, I would say the step, like the right step forward for me right now, and kind of trying to figure out my life also and deal with a lot of shit that's been going on. So
Yeah.
it's a good little distraction for now, and the guy's cool, man. The guy that I work with, his name's Justin and shit. Very cool dude. Like, listens to every idea that I have, bro, and any concept that I come up with, like, he tries to work with me. And yeah, man, like, yeah, that's like a boss that I would have wanted if I worked at the Real.
Yeah.
The Real is very corporate. Not saying that they're not a good company or anything, but like, it's very corporate, and I didn't even, I mean, I got pretty far. I got the farthest I could there, and then I kind of just got let go and shit, which was whatever. I mean, I took a toll. I ain't gonna lie, bro. Like, once I got fired, like that shit really fucked me mentally and shit. But
Yeah.
you know, it's part of growing up, bro. Like, you can't be stationary. You can't be stationary and hope that one spot is gonna keep you grounded for the rest of your life. Life really don't work like that. Like, that shit really just be tossing you in loops and different fucking, yeah, it'd be tossing you in different journeys and shit,
Well,
so.
you gotta think about it like you said, it's like the real world's like a big company, corporate. They think the whole opposite of like how we think, it's like to them it's like we're replaceable, like who goes to work and sits there and is like, okay, cool, I'm gonna be here for 10 years,
That's true. That's
compared to
true.
like how our parents grew up. That's the mentality they had.
Yeah.
Oh, I got it good here. I'm gonna work here. I'm gonna work my way up. I'm gonna work here for 10, 20 plus. Even some parents stay at one job and that one job only, and they retire off of it. It's different now. Companies are like, yep, that person's replaceable. So they don't. And that's one thing too, where I feel like a lot of people, a lot of these companies messed up, is that once you get so big to a point where like you have so many employees and stuff like that, you have so many locations and stuff, you start really forgetting that you started so small and now that you're so big, like there's no care for like your workers and stuff like
Yeah,
that.
for sure.
Like I feel like that so many places lack in that, even like small businesses and stuff like that. I wish a lot of more businesses would appreciate their workers a lot more. And actually hear them out, like how you said, like at the new place you're working, your boss like listens to all your ideas and stuff like that. I feel like that itself makes the work atmosphere more enjoyable.
No,
It
definitely,
makes
bro.
your life more enjoyable. It makes your boss's job more easier. And people tend to stay longer because of that, And I feel like a lot of these companies forget that, man. It's like you didn't start from shit and you're literally only operating and are open because of the fucking people that are working
No,
for
yeah,
you.
definitely, bro.
You can be
And
here today, gone tomorrow,
yeah.
just like that.
Yeah, and like you said, it's big. Like, it's a big company, bro, so they can easily replace you, man. You know what I mean? Like I said, I was like kind of set on like, nah, they would never, you know what I mean? But again, I also got very comfortable and decided that I didn't want to grow further than that, which I shouldn't have had the mentality to do that, but hey, shit happens. But yeah, you're easily replaceable, and that's from someone that just got, I got to experience that last year, and I was like, damn, like fuck, like these motherfuckers put me through a bunch of shit. Like, I had a bunch of projects that I had to do. Like, I was in one of their new projects that they had going on that finally finished, from what I heard. I'm not sure. It was like an AI tool and everything
That's
for
crazy.
authentication and stuff. So just think about it like that, you know what I mean? Like, the fact that AI is implemented into like even your work nowadays is crazy, bro. Like, you really are replaceable, like you said. Like, if it's gonna cost them less to have people there, by all means, just fucking hop on the boat and start letting people go. And that's really what's happened, bro. Like, the job market is shit to begin with. Like, it's horrible right now,
Yeah,
bro.
the
Like,
economy is shit.
it's fucking disgusting. Like, motherfuckers say that they're hiring, no one ever gives you a call back. Like, it's crazy, bro. Like, especially with the experience that I know and like how long I've been with companies before. Like, yeah, it trips me out, bro, to know that like companies are not willing to hire anybody right now, which it is what it is. But again, I was doing freelance work before, so it's not like it bothers me. Like, I'm gonna still make my money no matter what the hustle is. Like, I just have to. Especially now that I'm a little grown, it's like I can't just sit back and not have, or not make any type of money at all, 'cause then you're not moving up in life and shit, bro. But yeah, fuck the real. I hate the real. All my homies hate the real. Nah, but they got cool luxury shit, so don't buy shit from them though. They got AI now.
Yeah, you're not buying from a real person anymore. You're
What?
buying from
No.
automated
Seriously.
in intelligence agency robot and shit.
They're gonna give us that fucking, what is it, cease and desist letter?
Oh my God, bro. Really?
Nah, I'm fucking with y'all. Nah, they're a cool company, bro. I like I said, I like working there because I got to see a lot of cool shit that I never thought that I could see, bro. Like exclusive one-on-one pieces, runway pieces from like fashion shows. Yeah, I got to, and I met a lot of really cool friends there, bro. Like I got to meet a lot of cool, like knowledgeable authenticators and shit that
Yeah.
really, really love that side of that type of work, which is cool. So shout out to them because I know some of them still work there. But yeah, bro, season two. Because somebody mentioned it at your work and thought that that you had done the first episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want this season to be definitely catered to men's mental health. The only reason why I say that is because I listen to a lot of podcasts and I feel like none of them kind of, I don't get anything out of them, bro, besides like some knowledge, and I'm like, all right, like this is cool. So I feel like this season at least, or whatever season it is, but I do want to talk about men's mental health, 'cause I feel like a lot of men have committed suicide and shit, dude. You know what's crazy, bro? I was literally thinking about this like 2 days ago. Kid you not, bro. My TikTok literally was spammed with a bunch of like videos of like people, like their girls posting like their husbands and shit that
Yeah.
committed suicide on like some mental
What the
health shit.
fuck?
Yeah, bro, it was crazy. I don't know why, but like this that kind of set me off, and I'm like, you know what, dude? Like, I feel like we really, really need to touch base when it comes to mental health, 'cause I've been through it. You've been through it.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's one of those, topics that doesn't get spoken on, especially 'cause it's men. And I feel like we've talked about it before as well, like what, society expects of men. But I don't think we really, really went into detail on like what mental health is for us and how we feel throughout like our lives, especially growing up, now that we have a lot to like the we have a lot on our plate now, now that we're a lot older.
Yeah, not only that, but it's just that same generational pass down of like grandpa to father to father to son to, just that whole thing of like that mentality of being like, the man of the house, the provider, the protector. And don't get me wrong, that's like, that's a basic, that's a given. Like, of course you got a family and stuff like that, 100% you want to protect what's yours and all that stuff. But the fact of like how people still want that to be a norm when things have like changed drastically. Like, bro, we're in fucking 2025, and like how you said, like I've been on my podcast shit too. Like I've been listening to podcasts again. Like I'm listening to all kinds, like from just like scary shit to science stuff, space, all that stuff. Like I listen to everything. But yeah, like how you mentioned in all those, like I didn't see really anything about men struggling with mental health or like the suicide rates, depression, like all that stuff. I didn't see any of that whatsoever, and I was just like, "What the fuck? That's so crazy." But I've seen episodes, and granted, it's mostly women that have these podcasts, and they're talking about like women's mental health and stuff like that. But you see more of that than like anything for like men's mental health and stuff like that. And to me, I'm like, that kind of scares me because we're literally in fucking 2025
Yeah,
and
bro.
people think it's fucking weird to talk about it or think that you're like considered fucking gay or a pussy because, you're opening up, like you're showing your emotions and stuff like that. And I'm just like, isn't that like what a woman wants? It's like they want a man that's like, that opens up and talks about his feelings and stuff like that. But like, it's really tough doing that, especially like in Catholic raised homes and stuff like that. It's like, and I know in a lot of other cultures, same thing. Like Japan is really bad at that, even though like I love Japanese culture and like everything they do and stuff like that. But it's like over there, like the rate of like how many people die alone a year is fucking insane. Like,
It's crazy, bro.
yeah, people are very antisocial over there. It's the same with in Korea. Like, it's just so frowned upon for a man to look weak.
Yeah, it's. I feel like the world has painted a picture for a man, bro, where it's like, you just gotta be tough. You gotta literally thug it out
Yeah, you gotta tough it out and
as the youngins
carry all
be,
the weight.
literally as the youngins be saying, you gotta thug that shit out. But, bro, I just looked it up right now, actually. You know, it's 80%, like. Here, let me look this shit up before I start saying the wrong shit.
Well, I mean, a side note off of that, while you're looking that up,
Okay,
like,
it
I
says like
know
men account for 75 to 80 of death by suicide.
that's
That's
fucking
crazy, bro.
crazy.
80%.
That, yeah, that percentage is way too high.
And I'm telling you, bro, like, yeah, seeing that shit on TikTok, bro, kind of like aggravated me because again. I listen to a lot of podcasts. I get it. Everybody, there's some that do talk about mental health, but there's like, I can never get anything good out of it besides like, oh, it's just a couple quotes. Like, oh, you got to keep going. You got to keep moving. Like, you know what I
All that
mean? Like, yeah,
motivational
the
speech
motivational
shit
shit. And
and
I get it.
stuff.
Like, it's cool to like listen to the motivational stuff by all means. Like, I think that's very like, I think that's needed nowadays. But like. I haven't been like, I've only heard a couple where like the dudes are crying and shit. Like, they know life is tough and they can't get out of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and like I said, to me, it just trips me out, bro. Like, that it's that high right now. Like, 80% is crazy, bro. Like, yeah, 80% is 80% is wild. I never thought that it was that high until I looked it up right now.
Yeah, and like you speaking off on that is so crazy that like we're like talking about this because I know this month, you know how every month has like, oh, what awareness month is it? Like this month is like suicidal prevention like month, and there's like a few other things. So I know it's like Mexican Heritage Month and stuff like that, but the one that sticks out to me the most, and it's just so crazy how like we're talking about it, depression and suicide and all that stuff is like the suicidal like prevention like month, it's like it's just so crazy how like you can like really like think something or like put into fruition, and then like I literally looked it up right now. I'm like, oh, I wonder what thing is like this month, and it literally that's the first one that pops up.
No, it's yeah, it's crazy to me, bro, that it's that high. Like, I didn't think it was that high, but fuck. Us dudes really be going through it, bro.
Yeah, I feel like
Like,
it's really hard trying to go through specific traumas and stuff like that and then find the right words. But what's so funny is like I don't know if you ever catch yourself doing this, like sometimes I'll be going through it and then I won't say anything about it, but like when I'm alone driving or something, like I'm literally like fucking talking to myself and like and I'm like, oh, why is this like this? Why am I going through this? Why am I feeling like this? And I'm like trying to like talk to myself about it and like be my own therapist about it. And it's like it's kind of sad to say that when like, I have a partner and I'm open with my partner and stuff like that, but it's just hard for someone else to understand it, especially like, and this is not dragging down like a woman and stuff like that, but it's like it's hard to speak to another woman. I mean, to speak to a woman in general about it, because I mean, they won't understand some certain things, but if you talk to another guy about it, we just relate a lot more better, because it's a man to man.
No,
We just relate a lot more better.
I feel that shit, bro, 'cause I'm fucking going through it.
Yeah.
As you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, this yeah, no, but I know exactly what you mean, bro, where it's like you just drive Like, sometimes I literally just want to drive, bro. Like, I'm not going anywhere. Like, I dead ass just hop on the car and just fucking drive. Like, just drive. Like, no self-awareness of where the fuck I'm going. I just drive, listen to music, and my thoughts just are racing, bro. Like, not that I would do some crazy shit, but like the fact that, like, I don't know. To me, that sometimes feel like it's like my comfort, bro. Like, not saying that I can't, that I don't have friends to talk to or anything, but like I feel at peace at times doing that. But it also, like, it just, like I said, whatever's going through my head, whatever I got going on, like, is just replaying on, and me literally speaking to myself, trying to figure out what my next step is or what I need to do to fix whatever's going on. And like I said, you know, I've been, like I said, after getting fired from the real world, bro, like I
You
was,
feel like things have like spiraled down, haven't been working out and stuff.
I feel like the first 4 months of me not being at the real real were okay, because I was kind of just accepting the fact that that had happened. And then the year came, I mean, the next year came, which is this year. And everything just kind of went spiraling down after that, bro. Like, I think I just started losing touch with myself. I felt so at, like, even when I would go to places or like anything, bro, anything, like any festivities, family stuff, like I just felt so dislocated with like whatever was going on. Like, I dead at, like, and this is the first, and yeah, I mean, I went through the therapy shit before, before whatever happened this year. But like, when I was, you know, traumatized as fuck, you know, from that last, you know, that last relationship that I was in, like, I took some time off to kind of like focus on myself and get the help that I needed with counseling and stuff, and I thought that shit helped out. And you think that I would put those cards that I learned, that, you know, all that knowledge that I learned during that time, use it for this one to not allow myself to get that low ever again. No, that shouldn't work, bro. Like I said, I spiraled every fucking single month. Again, because one, it was hard to find a job to begin with. People were hiring, but nobody would call back. So like, I was just doing like whatever I could to kind of like make money, dude. Like, I would fucking do like Amazon, what is it, the fucking Prime shit, the delivery thing. Like, I did that for a little bit. Did Uber Eats for a little bit too. Like, I just needed literally money to fucking pay my car, bro.
You
Like,
literally needed money and then a distraction
yeah,
to
seriously,
just keep
bro.
you constantly on the move, to not like sit and just have your thoughts alone, you know, because that can do so much damage.
No, yeah,
You think
bro.
someone's okay and they look okay, but like, you know, you're home alone by yourself thinking with your own thoughts, and you're literally, like how you said, like you're replaying shit and you're playing out scenarios in your head
Of what can
of
happen.
what can happen if you go this route, if you go that route. It's like, I've done that so many fucking times because I like to think ahead. Like, I do a dominoes effect in my head. I have, you know, like when you like stand the dominoes up and then you tip one over and then like it
And
does
then it
that
does
cool
the
thing, you know? I literally do that. I have all my dominoes up. I flick one to drop another one, but that's me in my head, like, okay, I'm here right now. What can I do right now in this very moment to knock that other one over to get to the three that are ahead of it for my future? That's how I think, you know? And then the way how like my partner thinks is, we're here right now in the moment. You got the money, spend it, enjoy it, whatever, you know.
Sunny angels.
You know, you spend the money, whatever, and I'm like, shit, it's fun and it's cool until it's not fun and cool no more,
Yeah, I
and
get it,
you
bro.
don't work, you don't have funds, your emergency savings are gone or whatever, or
No,
just
yeah.
some random shit comes out of nowhere and you have to deal with it, you know, like.
Yeah, it's crazy, bro, how much damage can happen in a year. Bro, I blew through all my fucking savings. Like, the savings that I had, like, gone. And that was literally just on bills, bro. Like, literally just trying to catch up on bills.
Bills don't stop.
And I think like, and like I said, I just spiraled, bro. I just spiraled every month, like month to month. I was literally like doing whatever I could, staying up late as fuck. Literally doing Uber Eats, bro. Like to make a fucking what, $20 bill? Like that's how bad it was, bro. So yeah, it fucking sucks. I don't like talking about that shit just 'cause again, it's men. You gotta fucking thug it out. Like you really gotta thug it out, bro. Like you have no choice. And again, you would think that by me going to therapy, I would implement whatever I learned in, the last three, well, the last, what, 4 years. Like, you think that I would learn, but, bro, I'm like back to square one, bro. Like, I'm trying to figure out my life still. Like, I don't know what the fuck's gonna happen. Like, I'm kind of, I don't know. I don't wanna cry or shit. I don't wanna cry on the podcast, especially on the, the second episode, but like, bro, life sucks, bro. Like dead ass, life fucking sucks.
I feel like though, like talking about it and stuff like that, now that you realize, you coop up all these feelings and stuff like that, now you start to understand that, like, hey, me talking about this and just like letting people know, and then just letting close friends know or family know, like what I'm going through is like one step towards like that healing process,
For
instead
sure,
of
bro.
bottling it all up too. 'Cause I feel like, I know how you are. I've known you for fucking years since I've been dating your sister. That's a
Bro.
decade,
Hey, if there's one person who literally knows me like the back of their hand, it's me, Lord, for real.
And
Like,
I know how you are, and every man is like this. We're all going to be prideful ass motherfuckers and not want to talk about shit. But when shit goes down, we're talking about it. I'm there talking to you about it,
no, for
giving you
sure.
my advice and what I think it's right at the moment, because sometimes you just need to hear certain things at that time. But it's just I know how you are as an individual, and you don't really open up much. Yeah, you're like cool with people and are easy to talk to once you get to know people and stuff like that, but you're still very antisocial, a homebody and stuff like that. And I know
Yeah,
here you are,
bro.
and I've and it sucks to say this, like, but like how you said, like over the year, like I've seen it myself. Like I've seen how like you're like doing really good, doing well, had this and that, and then slowly but surely, like, oh shit,
Shit just
like
kind of goes downhill,
I'm
bro.
like,
It's
fuck, like
crazy.
is my boy good? Like what's going
Yeah.
on? But it's just so hard to tell. And I'm not blaming you though for this, like, but it's hard to tell like what someone is thinking or what they're going through when like that person
Doesn't talk about
is
it.
doesn't talk about it and is so good at hiding it.
Yeah, bro. Trust me, I've. Yeah, not like I said, not that I enjoy hiding what's going on. Like, I just rather not like talk about it. Again, 'cause it's again, I don't want to be like I've mentioned this literally before, bro. Like, I don't want to be a burden to people. And it's not like, and I get it, like. Even when I've mentioned it, like to you, even to you, like I've, it's always like, nah, you're not though. Like that's the thing, you're not. But like in my head, bro, like that shit is really just stuck in there. Like it's drilled into my fucking head. So, like, and that's the only thing I think of. Like, it's not that I don't want to talk to anyone or tell anyone what's going on. It's just hard for me to actually like have a conversation about what the fuck is going on mentally. Like, and like you said, I started off good, bro. Like, the year, like I said, I'm telling you, bro, after the real shit, I'm not, like I said, I don't give a fuck about what happened at the real no more, but like everything just kind of went downhill from there, bro. Like it was just unexpected, like it was so unexpected, but like I said, it happens. Like, we just have to fucking grow the fuck up and move on with life. And I'm not trying to like hold, trying to use that as an excuse of why these last few months have been like the worst, you know what I mean? Yeah, it's crazy, bro. Like, I don't know.
I feel like, we just God puts us through these specific things. Yeah, I know I'm looking at my mic and I'm like, that shit looks like it's gonna fall. I'm hoping it doesn't. If not, I'm gonna have to probably hold it myself. But I feel like these things happen. Everything happens for a reason. I'm really big on like, God closes one door and opens another one. You know, like I grew up Christian. Do I still go to church? No, haven't gone to church in I don't know how long, you know, because I started working in like retail and stuff, you know, and I was working every Saturday, Sunday. So I couldn't even go. But, you know, and my mom gives me shit about it and stuff like that here and there. But I always like remind her, like, hey, like just because I'm not going to church still doesn't mean like, you know, I don't
I'm not
pray.
close yet.
You know, like I still have my relationship with God and I'm still 100% a believer, you know? And I feel like God does these things for a reason. He closes one door, opens another, and he puts you through these hardships to like open your eyes so you can realize like, hey, what I've been doing probably isn't the right thing. I should probably step back, let him do what he needs to do, and then reevaluate myself, find myself, and figure out what's the next step from there, you know? And like I tell, bro, I give everybody advice. If there's one thing I fucking do, I talk to everybody and I give
No,
everybody advice.
you do be giving us
And I
advice,
tell
man.
everyone all the time, like, I feel like with anything, the first step with anything, whether you're in a relationship, you're single, it don't fucking matter. The boundary, like, I mean, the foundation of like anything, I feel like it starts with yourself.
Oh,
I
for
feel like the
sure.
most important thing in an individual self is self-love. I feel like we don't give ourselves enough credit, enough love, like just anything in general. And I feel like once you find your peace, you find yourself, you love yourself for who you truly are, then from there, I feel like you're ready for a relationship. You're ready for, oh, if you're looking to buy a house, you're ready for that. You're looking for moving up in a job that you're working at or starting a business or whatever. I feel like that's like a really good foundation is having that self-love, that self-care and stuff like that for yourself. Because if you're not mentally like there within yourself, I feel like you're just basically moving like in a haze. Everything feels like unreal, you know? Like you're living in the moment, but yet you're not in that moment. And I feel like a lot of people really just throw that away. It's like they lose themselves and they care too much about social media, about their appearance, about what other people think and stuff like that. And it took me like, I want to say I had like a huge eye opener like last year. Like with just like with everything, with like work and everything in general. And then another thing that really opened my eyes too was this year when we went to Korea and just seeing everything over there and just having that traveling experience and just seeing how different we are in everything, in hospitality to food to community and everything. Coming back from that, like it just was such a huge eye opener, and it just taught me that I really just gotta start not giving a fuck. Like, just not giving a fuck about what people think about me, not giving a fuck about if I have an idea and if it doesn't work. Just with everything in general, just like literally placing that with everything because, you know, growing up, like we cared about that shit. We cared
I
about
was literally about to say that,
getting
dude.
likes on Instagram for photography, and we cared about how we looked when we went to a photography meet, or what fucking shoes were we were wearing, like if we had the Jordans or if we had like expensive clothes on and stuff like that. You know, like I still like those things. Don't get me wrong. Do I need them? No.
Fuck no, we do need him, bro. We need to get every fucking Travis. What are you talking
I
about?
wish. I
Nah,
wish,
but
but
no, I definitely get
like just
the
materialistic shit, you
material, or
know?
even just no, I get exactly what you're saying. I think it's having that artist mindset, bro, especially coming from us. Like you said, we were big in the photography community at the time, so like it, you know, it, that shit was like a build up, bro, to our ego, you know what I mean? And
Yeah.
like I think, and now that I'm like not doing photography again, like I'm starting to realize how like not important it is anymore, bro. It's taken me a while, trust me, and that's only because I still want to do photography, but I'm like, I don't even know if I want to do it anymore. That's the thing. Like, I don't know, bro. Sometimes I just wanna like, I just wanna disappear. Like, I mean, I when I was dating whatever her fucking name was, like I was gone off of Instagram for about like 2 years, remember?
Yeah.
Like I just disappeared and shit,
No
bro. And
socials,
like I
nothing.
didn't have no socials, I had nothing, bro. And like I was content with life, like it was cool, like life was good, but like just no one knew what the fuck was going on, because I also wasn't keeping anyone updated about how that relationship was at the time, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the shit that, you know, the complications that we had and the shit that she had put me through. But now there's times where I'm just like, bro, like I don't even want to, like I just want to change my number, bro. Like, just wouldn't say not exist, but like literally just try to delete like everything, bro. Like I just want to like stop and not give a shit about that stuff anymore, because I'm also getting older and I'm like, bro, it's not like it used to be no more. Like I gotta get out of that mindset where it's like, yeah, I gotta post, like I gotta post and whatever it is, and hopefully like this happens, or like I get contacted by like fucking brands or whatever it is, you know what I mean? Like I gotta, that side, that, you know, that lifestyle is not part of who I am anymore, bro. Like I don't do photography. I'm like completely, it's been almost 3 years, bro, since I left. Well, since I last took a photo, 4 years, I think.
It's been longer for me.
And
Like, I gave
like,
that up a way longer.
and I love doing it, but it's like, bro, I feel like it's, I don't know, dude. Like I said, like not, I sit alone sometimes and shit, and like I think about like what the fuck had, like what happened this year, what's happened in the last few months and the last few weeks. Like, bro, like I hate like the literally the character that I've built. And I know that I've had amazing experiences and I've done so many cool things and shit in life, but like, bro, I hate that side of, like, I hate that, well, I guess, you know, that artist or whatever you want to fucking say, human. Like, I hate that picture of myself. I hate it. I don't like it, bro. Like, I don't like that I'm like, I have to be on social media. Like, I hate it, bro. I don't like it. Like,
Yeah.
now that I'm alone and shit and I'm like starting to realize little things like that, I'm like, bro, like, shit doesn't work out. Like shit doesn't work out in my favor when I'm on here anymore. Like
Yeah.
there's no reason for me to be on here. I think I built like a image of what I expected Eighth to become, like, or what I expected Eighth to be, and like, bro, I should never got to where I wanted it to be. I mean, it literally just went downhill, and yeah, I think that's what I'm struggling with right now, and some other shit that Christopher knows, and
Struggling with the identity crisis.
yeah, and I feel like I don't know, it's and it sucks to say, bro, but like sometimes it's like even just one little inch of validation from any person, bro, like helps, you know?
Yeah.
But that, again, that's the artist growing up, almost, you know, grown, bro, I grew up at, well, like, bro, I started DJing at the fucking age of like 15, bro. Like I was DJing, I was a fucking party promoter for fucking raves at the age of 15, bro. Like, I've always had, like, literally the artist in me, like, from a young little ass kid to, like, whatever age I finished doing photography.
Yeah.
Like, that's always been, that's what it's always been, bro. Like, even when I was off and on things, like, off and on with things, like, any inch of validation, bro, like, helped out. Like, it was like a boost. You know what I mean? But yeah, now I'm alone and shit, so now it's really hitting me, bro, and it sucks, 'cause it's like you start to lose people that you love. You start
Yeah.
to like hate the things that you do. Like I hate photography. I love it, but I hate it. I don't want it. Like I really do hate it. Like as much as I say that I want to get back into it, like I don't think I will ever get back into it. Bro, I barely even play video games. Like I hate that shit. Like I'm good at them still, but like I hate it. Like the only thing right now that's like really, really helping out right now is the fact that we have the podcast, and like I can actually express myself and like talk about what the fuck is going on, like what is really going on with
Yeah,
me.
the
And
actual
I know that
behind the
we and
scenes.
I know we're I'm just kind of like floating on like what's going on, and that's like a conversation that we can have later on in the season, but like, yeah, bro, life sucks, bro. I'm just trying to get back in touch with myself, and I'm just trying to get better, bro. Like,
yeah, you just gotta take it day by day, you know.
And yeah, I'm dead ass just trying to get better, bro. Texas sucks. Like, I don't want to be out there. Like, that shit is suck. That shit sucks.
Trust me, I know there ain't nothing out there.
You know, I'm very thankful that my aunt has like had me there and everything, or has me there and everything. But like, bro, they got their own shit going on too. And like, the amount of time that I spend alone, away from like people that I love and care for and stuff like that, like, it really is like, that's where it really like comes down to, like, you really gotta thug that shit out. Like, like, that's where,
and then you're not in your own sucks, your own home, so you feel like a burden, even though you're not a burden, and they want to help you.
Yeah,
that like seeps into you more, you know, the fact that's like, I'm not home, I'm alone, I'm probably a burden to them, even though they're like doing this to help me out. And it just, it feels awkward, it feels weird, you know. It's like, it just doesn't feel, it's not your own space, you know.
No, facts,
sometimes,
bro,
you need your own safe space and stuff like that. But yeah, it's really tough, like, mentally, like, just dealing with so many things. And it affects you, it starts mentally, and then it starts showing physically, you know. And like, you know, people go through traumatic changes, like, with
anything, bro. With, it's just,
yeah, depression and all that stuff, man. Like, it really changes you.
Yeah, I, like I said, I'm just trying to get back to my life, bro, and change for the better. I don't know, it's a tough conversation without crying and shit, because I don't want to cry. But I went like 2 weeks ago. That's like literally all I would do, bro, every single fucking day. Like,
it's, you're holding so much in, so it's like, you just gotta
fuck it.
Let
if
it
I
go.
Cry, fuck it, cry, bro.
You know what I mean? Let it go, you know, it's but, like, you can't blame yourself, bro, for being human and having emotions and feeling a kind of way and having regrets and having,
oh no, yeah,
you know, just so many different emotions, like, all spiraling at one time.
It's hard, bro. And like I said, I think, like, now that I'm alone and shit, and, like, I have to actually deal with that stuff, like, it fucking sucks, bro. Like, because it's all hitting me all at once, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's not where I can just do one thing and then, like, all right, well, I'm done with this. Like, I can move on to the next thing. Like, nah, bro. Like, I really got to, like, I got to change for the better. I got to change myself. I got to change how I think about life overall. I got to change, like, I just gotta change, literally, bro. I gotta, like you said, bro, I just gotta love myself, bro. Like, I gotta be able to understand that, like, I am, like, I'm important too. Like, I can reassure myself without needing validation from anyone. Like, I can do that for myself. And I think that's one of the biggest challenges for me. Like, that, like, for me to feel, like, good, bro, like, something has to happen. Like, something crazy has, I don't want to say crazy, but something in my life has to happen for me to feel like accomplished, you know what I mean? Like the hats, bro, I was so accomplished. That year was amazing, bro. Like, that year was amazing. Like,
there has to be some,
bro,
sort of, like, outcome of it. Yeah,
and again, I feel like it's like just the artist, bro. Like, I don't know. And
it's a gift and a curse.
Yeah,
you know?
No, seriously,
both, you know?
Yeah, seriously,
like, being,
bro.
Being a creative, sucks, bro. Being a creative has its perks and it has its cons, you know?
Yeah.
And why do I feel like my mic is literally about to fall?
It is, bro. Here, let me pause this shit for you so you can actually fix it.
Hold on. Let's see if I can.
Oh, you're muted. You're good. But yeah, bro, it's, yeah, being an artist fucking sucks, dude. And having that artist mindset. And again, I enjoy everything that I've done, you know, with photography and shit. And like everything that it's opened up, the doors that it's opened up, the friends that I've met throughout the years. Like, I am very thankful that I got to do all that shit. But like, yeah, it takes a toll on you, man. Yeah, it's fucking tough. But right now we're waiting for Maylord to fix his mic because that shit was about to fall off the table. So if you hear him in the background, he's trying to fix that shit. But
I called in. I'm like, bro, why does this thing look like it's gonna fucking fall?
Yeah, fam. But like I said, I definitely, I think this year, even with this season of Social Boys, I want to cater to mental health. I want to also bring homies, that are dealing with shit, and they can, talk about what they, not what they have to deal with, or
just their
you know,
experiences.
their experiences and how they've like overcome, whatever fucking disorder. What is it? What is that shit called? Is the identity crisis thing? Whatever, bro. Whatever it is, I'm going through a fucking crisis. I don't even. I'm going through a fucking traumatizing crisis, and I'm just trying to figure myself out. That's really how it is. I want all my homies to feel safe when it comes to this podcast, and we can all chop it up about health, fun shit that we've done together, experiences that they've experienced, whatever's on the plate, bro. Like, this is not just gonna be just your ordinary podcast, just like last season where it was just inviting hosts and then talking about random shit all the time. Like,
I mean, once in a while, that's
no,
cool, you
nah,
know?
we'll still talk about shit,
But
but.
I feel like, yeah, we need to get better as like not only friends, but as like men. We got to get better at like validating each other, and I feel like we don't give, I feel like you don't give yourself enough credit, and I feel like we all need to get better at that. Give yourself more credit. Give yourself your fucking flowers, bro, because not everyone has done certain things that like we've done, you know? It's like we've accomplished certain things. Like, yeah, it might be big here in Arizona, not big somewhere else, but we still fucking did something, you know? Like, yeah, I want to like give people their flowers, validate them more, and just like let them know that, like, yo, like the door is open, we're here. We're a safe space if you ever need to talk about anything, or
For
what
sure.
do you do to get through like tough times, and what are some things that have like resonated with you so well and stuff like that. There goes my mic again, wanting to fall. I'm gonna just
Hold
hold it
that
up,
shit. Just hold that
honestly,
shit.
at this point. But yeah, I feel like that's what we should get better at, and I hope that like we can like do that and fulfill that with this podcast. And we're gonna still talk our shit. We're still gonna have some funny episodes. We're still gonna try to invite people over and stuff like that. But yeah, definitely gotta focus a lot more on like that mental health shit, and just things in general, and what we can do and say that'll like help other people out, that will help our friends if they decide to listen to this, or some random ass person that's just going through it and they see our
For sure.
podcast and they're like, hey, let me give that a listen, and they relate to something that we say, you know?
I mean, yeah, like you said, it's, I mean, that's the point of a podcast, bro, to be in a, to be able to express yourself and, say things that it can help someone else. Like,
Even if we gotta say out of pocket shit.
no, we'll definitely say out of pocket shit. Like, yeah, it's, I mean, the whole fucking reason why this shit was made was literally, and it's funny because people ask me all the time, did y'all really talk about this shit at Cobra?
Yeah, I was literally talking to someone.
Yeah, no, we definitely, like, we dead ass we were fucking drinking AMFs and talking about, like, yo, we need to do something, bro. How about we make a podcast? Like,
Yeah, we're just like, oh, that shit seems so easy to do. Why the fuck can't we do it? And it went from us just like bullshitting and talking about it to like us just like saying, fuck it, I got a laptop, what do we need? We got the shit that we needed, and we're literally using like streaming mics, you know, for like streaming on Twitch and shit, and just started recording episodes, and it was just that simple, you know. Anyone could record a podcast. And we just said, fuck it, do it. Like, we were really, really out there at Cobra. That's when we were hood rats,
No, yeah.
you know,
Oh, yeah, we
just doing
were
hood rat shit
hood
with hood
rat
rat
shit with hood
friends
rat
and
friends.
going out every Friday, Saturday if we could, a
Bro, that shit was
Cobra.
crazy, bro. We really were out. No, we were out there, bro,
Yeah, I
for
don't know
real.
how we did it. Bro, I would go to work at 5 a.m. So I would
Yeah, I
have
would
to
go
wake
play.
up at 4 a.m., drive all the way to Scottsdale Fashion Square
Yeah,
to
shit was
get there on
crazy,
time.
bro. I would literally, we would drink, and then the next day I would have a soccer game, and I would go like that, like.
Bro, the amount of times where I showed up like buzzed to work, and like my boss would be like, you smell like alcohol or like hungover to work like too many times to count.
That's crazy, bro.
And it'll be like, my girlfriend would be like, oh, we're only gonna be here till like 12, 1 o'clock, and we end up
Yeah.
staying till the fucking club closes, you know?
That's fucking wild.
And I'm just like, I don't know how we did it. I definitely can't do that now no more. Like, that getting older shit is catching up to me. There's certain fucking foods I can't eat no more without getting like fucking heartburn and
Oh, tell me
shit.
about it, bro. I'm old, bro.
And
My
I'm like,
fucking.
fuck, I'm gonna be 29 this year, bro. And I'm
Yeah.
not even worried about like turning 30. Honestly, I'm excited to turn 30.
Those
Like,
are
I
nice,
heard
bro.
30s are good.
Fuck no, they ain't good.
I
Well,
heard they're good.
hey, I mean, my 30s have been pretty shit, bro, so I can't say
Well,
nothing.
I
Well, they haven't
mean,
been shit. This last year has been shit. So I
you
can't say
know,
that 30s are the worst. But again, I turn 32 tomorrow, so it's.
you just gotta bounce back,
You just
bro.
gotta bounce back. Yeah,
Just
I
gotta
can't.
bounce back. That's what it is.
Yeah, I'm
You're just
like.
in a funk, you know?
Oh, yeah, for
Just
sure.
gotta
And
get
I
out of that
know.
funk.
That I know that I can bounce back. I've bounced back from harder things in life, bro. So it's not like this is something. I mean, it's something that is definitely making me sad and shit, bro. Like, it definitely affects me and it sucks, but like, I gotta also continue to work on myself for my friends to see the change, for my partner to see the change or whatever it is, you know, family members to see change, whatever it is. Like, I gotta be prepared mentally and like know that like if this happens again, like I can like not get into that funk where I'm like, all right, well, yeah, my life is going to shit, so now I expect everything to go with shit. You know what I mean?
That you'll
That's
already have
you'll
that
have them. Yeah,
base.
it's fucked up to think like that, bro. But that's like where I'm at, where it's like I'm kind of just living day to day, bro. And whatever happens, happens. Like I'm just accepting that shit. And it's not. It's life should not be like that, bro. Life should be always like, I mean, life is not easy to begin with, but like you
No.
should always make life the best out of it. I mean, and
Yeah, I mean, we only got one
oh
life to
yeah,
begin
and
with, you
oh
know?
yeah, and we've like. As a young age, we've always done that, bro. We always try to make everything fun out of like photography, whatever it was. Like, I think it's just that adult aspect now where it's like, damn, bro, like, it's not like how it was like when we were kids anymore. Like, it's really like you gotta grow up, like, you gotta get on some grown shit, and like, time don't wait, bro. Like, time does not wait for you. Like, that shit flies by. Like, I can barely get out of bed, bro. Like, my knees be hurting. My knees still hurt even from season one. Like my knees fucking hurt, bro. Like my body don't react the same anymore. Like I go play
Yep.
soccer, bro. I get slide tackled and like my whole body's aching. Like, you know, little shit like that, bro. It's like, and it's just me getting older and realizing that like time really waits for no one. The
Yeah.
same way that grown responsibilities don't wait for no one.
Well, yeah,
Like,
time don't wait and bills don't
oh
wait
yeah,
for
them
you.
motherfuckers do not wait.
You
I'll tell you
know?
that. They'll be, bro, it can be 20 cents and they'll be collecting that shit, bro. They'll literally contact your motherfucking employer for 20 cents. So, whatever it is, yeah, it's fucking wild. But if you can make a promise to yourself, bro, right now, well, it's a promise to you. I already written mine down. I literally wrote mine down.
Like, is it like a promise to myself right now, or like.
For anything, bro, for like what you like, if you can make a promise to like the future or like what you want to happen or like just a promise of here, I guess I'll just fucking because this shit makes no sense right now. I
I
feel like I'm
mean,
just rambling right now, but I wrote it down, which is funny. I was prepared, I was fucking
no,
prepared
I
this
wrote
time,
some things down too,
I was
just for
prepared.
like, not just this episode in general, but just like for future episodes and stuff
Yeah.
like that. 'Cause I've been having that like headspace of like being a lot more motivated, and I've been listening to podcasts, and there's just been like certain like things that have just been sticking out to me a lot
Yeah.
more. And I have certain things written down. I got a few things written down, but
Yeah.
I'm trying to really think of like one right now at the moment that
Oh,
like
if you ain't got one,
fits.
we still got a bunch of episodes, bro, so you're
Nah, I
good.
definitely got one, and I'll say, you can say yours first,
Yeah.
but just want to
So
resonate with something, you know?
before I turn 20, 22. Oof. That's crazy. I'm fucking forgetting my old age, bro.
You're going back in time. That's crazy.
Before I turn 32, I promise to myself to learn how to release the weight of my traumas, my triggers, to allow myself to learn and break cycles and to keep fighting through what, you know, life puts in front of me. I make a promise today to forgive myself for past mistakes and to let go of what's behind me and to finally start appreciating everything that's right in front of me. Cause yeah, I feel like I don't appreciate the things that are in front of me and like the people that I have in my life right now. So I'm very, very grateful for each and every one of, especially my family and my friends. Yeah, they mean the world to me. So.
Yeah, that's really well said. Yeah, I like that.
That's the promise that I want to keep to myself and continue to live, well, continue to move with those intentions this year, because, like I said, it's been rough, bro, but I'm trying. Like, I'm really trying, bro. I'm really trying to fix myself, and I'm trying to better myself and get in a better mental space where I can actually share what life kind of, what life has in store for me, and
yeah,
share the, you know, amazing experiences that I get to live with my family and friends. So yeah, that's
a good one. I like that.
Yeah, I feel like I hold it, like I said, and you know me best, so I feel like I hold on to a lot of old trauma and shit, and not that I'm implementing it on like future stuff or anything, but like I hold on to it for no reason, and I feel like it's one of the things that I need to learn to do is kind of let go. So
yeah, I feel like you saying that like is perfect right now at the moment. Like, it resides with you really well, and it shows that like you've had improvement already, and you're really focused on, you know, you set a goal for yourself. So I believe in that a lot too. It's like setting goals,
yeah,
even if they're small goals, and sticking with that goal, because one small goal leads to another small goal, which can lead to a huge achievement, you know? So I feel like you should keep writing down like your thoughts and your ideas and stuff like that, and share them, you know? Oh,
yeah.
And
yeah, I got a fucking journal, bro. So,
and check off, and
I'd be writing on that shit every day.
Check them
night,
shits
bro,
off, so, you know, check them off one at a time. Like, you know what? I feel like I fulfilled this part. Check it off. What's next, you know?
Yeah. For sure.
But I'd say like for me right now at this moment, I have wrote this down. I feel like
get a McLaren. Promise to get a McLaren.
buy a Chrome Hearts Rolex for 13 grand. I'm gonna be fulfilled.
Fuck it. Whatever brings you fulfillment in life, bro.
Nah. I feel like right now at the moment, so I wrote so many different things, and I put like things that, like, for the title, I put like things that stand out and help me think in a way to motivate myself for the future and what lies ahead. And this is one that I feel like resides with me right now that I would like to close out the podcast with. I put, when I want to do something, I want to go all in to the point where it's unhealthy. And if I'm not unhealthy about it, then like, what's the fucking point? I don't want to live for the weekends. I don't even actually care to live to retire. Like, I live for this. I live for this experience of what I'm going through today to see if I can make it and to see if I can have a lasting impact on my future. So I feel like right now at the moment, like me writing that,
hell yeah, bro,
resides with me a lot. Like, I'm at the point where like I'm not too worried about giving all my time to work.
That's good, bro.
I'm like, fuck it. I don't give a fuck. I'm at like that mentality of like, go to work, clock in, do what I need to do, get the fuck out, collect my check.
Yeah.
The same with whatnot, grind my ass off, do what I need to do, collect my money.
Mm-hmm.
If I pick up any other trades or whatever, like lock in, do it, make my money, you know?
Yeah.
And I want to do that to the point where like I'm too young to be fucking tired. Like,
Nah,
I need to remind
I feel that,
myself
bro.
about that, you know? And that Korea trip really lit a fire under my ass
Yeah.
and made me realize that, like,
Damn, you should have taken me, bro. Nah,
I wish,
I would have
bro. I
stayed out there.
wish. I literally told you, like, it was. I have friends talk about when they go to Japan and everywhere
Yeah.
and how, like,
It's an
how
experience,
changing
bro.
it
That
is,
shit,
you
cause
know?
yeah, cause you really see the reality of what like life is somewhere else. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
cause life out there is completely. It's the opposite from here, bro.
It's
Like,
different.
it's very, very different. Like you said, mannerism is different. You know, culturally, like it's different. Like, their aspect of life is completely different than what the US thinks. You know what I mean? So,
Yep.
I feel it.
Yeah, but like the everything that I just said, like the part that I have like highlighted that like does speak the most to me is like the very beginning when I said,
Yeah.
when I want to do something, I want to go all out to the point where it's fucking unhealthy. Like,
Amen.
I feel like, yeah, like I don't give a fuck if I lose sleep, if I lose time with like doing certain things,
Yeah.
whatever. Like, I don't even care right now. I feel like I'm at that point in my life right now at this moment where like I'm trying to grind it out. Like, I'm trying to grind it out, and it's whether for me to like, I'm doing it for if I want to get a home. You know, I'm working towards that, but I'm also doing it because I want to work my ass so fucking hard that, you know, you work hard and then you play hard, you know? Right now I'm at that point where I'm at the work hard. So I'm trying to just fucking work hard so then I can travel and play hard, you know? So yeah, that's what I have written down for like this specific episode, and that's been like just replaying in my head like, fuck it, who cares if I need to work or do three shows, two shows, four shows. Like, I don't care. Like, if I need to spend money to do this or do that to double or triple my money, like, I don't even care at this point. Like, I'm gonna do it until it's like just unhealthy for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what stands out for me a lot, too. I feel like that's really big right now in
Yeah,
my
bro.
life, just doing that. Yeah, man. And I don't even gotta be rich or anything. I'm not doing it to like be rich or whatever, you know. I'm just doing it because I'm like, I have that realization of like, there's a lot more.
There's
And
a lot more to life, bro, to be honest.
yeah,
That's
and
just
there's
really
just
what
like
it
a
comes
lot
down
of
to,
other,
bro.
there's a lot of other ways where if you wanna live a comfortable life, then you gotta make sacrifices and you really do gotta work
Oh
hard
yeah,
for it, you know?
seriously,
So
bro. So,
that's what I want to do. I want to work hard not only for myself, but for my partner and for the future that I
hell yeah,
want
bro.
and that I have planned, you know?
And you will get that shit, bro.
And
I
it's
know
the
you
same for
will.
you know? Like, you're gonna
Hey,
get better, be better,
we trying, bro.
you know? You
Nah,
just
we
gotta take it day
definitely.
by day. That's it,
Oh
bro. It's like
yeah.
you can't beat yourself up for it. Like, give yourself your flowers. Don't beat yourself up over just the small things, because it's pointless to reminisce on those kind of things, you know? What happened, happened. Fuck it, let it go. Like, that happened in the past, you know? Like,
Totally.
the past happened.
I mean, what matters is what you're willing to change, bro, and if you're willing to change, you know what I mean?
That's
That's just really what it
what
comes down
really
to.
matters, is the fact that you know you need to change and you want to
Oh
change. The
yeah,
fact that you
definitely.
tell yourself that is
Oh shit,
already the
bro, trust
process
me.
of you healing, you know?
I wake up every morning and tell myself that shit, bro, 'cause like I said, I try to wake up now with like a goal on like what I expect for the day to be, and I will chase that. Like,
Yeah.
if I want specific things to happen in the day, like I will do it. Like I will get out of bed to do stuff, like little
Set
things
those
like that. You
small
know what I'm
goals,
saying?
yep.
Little. Right now, it's just about little small goals for myself and like finding myself again. And like you mentioned before, and we've talked about it again, how important it is to allow yourself to know that you're wrong, but also correct those before they get. You know, before it gets worse,
Yep.
and being able to adapt to the change and also love yourself unconditionally, and yeah.
Yeah, and for anyone that's tuned into this episode or will listen to it, we have our Instagram. It's literally like the same as like the name of our podcast. Our DMs are open. Like, Y'all can always shoot us a DM if you got some shit going on. You just need someone to vent to or anything.
Shit, hop on the podcast. We'll take a call in.
Or yeah, literally hop on the podcast and we'll put you on a call.
We'll get you
like
on fucking Discord so you can talk to us.
Literally, but like we're all open and we're all ears and we're doing our best to. We're going through it as well, and we're trying to figure it out each episode. But man, just reach out to us and just let us fucking know. Like, hey. If you appreciate what we're doing, or if you found some like words that we said that helped you out and you just want to thank us, or if you want to vent to us or whatever, just I'm down. Like I said, I'm real chill. Christian's real chill. Like I talk to everybody and I give advice all the fucking time. So I'm all ears. And yeah, just want to extend that invitation to you guys and just let you guys know, you know, friends, family, first time listeners. People that have been here since the beginning, everybody, don't matter.
Shit. Well, it's coming down to an end. Should we fucking end it with a? I want to end it with a Bible verse. Up to you.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
One of the Bible verses that I really have enjoyed, bro. I'm trying to get close to God, bro. So,
bro, go ahead.
Like, I'm trying to get a little bit more religious and stuff too, because like I grew up in the Catholic household. So, and you know how Catholics are about religion. So,
yeah, of course, yeah.
Again. Not saying, you know, everybody believes in what they want to believe in stuff, and but for me this has been like one that's kind of uplifted me when I'm down. Psalm 34:17, the righteous cry out and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and save those who are crushed in spirit. Yeah, that verse has helped out a lot, bro.
That's a strong verse right there. Amen to that.
That's the first page on my fucking journal, and I read that shit every day that I'm going to write into it. So, yeah, bro. Well.
Yeah, we're going to end it off with that.
Episode 2. Thank you for coming back and recording. You know,
and I'm happy to be here, and I hope to be in more of the episodes. I know you want to do some solos.
No, you definitely will be. I mean, that was the whole point, bro. It was us too, so. I really do appreciate for listening. For like Christopher mentioned, you know, the new listeners and stuff, old listeners, whatever it is, like we appreciate the support.
We appreciate you guys for just taking however long the episode is, that amount of time out of your day just to sit there and listen to us. And yeah, we really appreciate you guys, and we'll see you guys on the next episode. This was Season 2, Episode 2. I'm your co-host, Christopher, or May the Lord.
And your boy Ace, sadly. Hey, I was going to change, I promise. It's not Ace anymore, it's just Chris. But, again, thank you guys for listening.
Yeah, and appreciate you guys. You guys have a good night.
Peace out.
Stay blessed.
He don't wanna hurt his soul, he just wants that easy fix. If he dies and goes to hell, yeah, I guess that's how it is. Been so cold up to this world, at least I won't die like a bitch. I'm not here to tell you what, I won't tell you how it is. Yeah, I guess you love me now, girl, I wish you love me back. I can't keep this to myself, you can't keep on blaming that. Yeah, I guess you love me now, girl, I wish you love me back. You can't keep this up like that, I can't do this all again. I've been on my own head. Yo, can't say that it don't faze me. Yeah, I've been on my own head. Yeah, 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 yeah. Hey, be some better times, yeah. Breaking down his heart, yeah. Easing up your mind. Yeah, 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 yeah. Be some better times, yeah. Breaking down his heart, yeah. Easing up your mind. Yeah. So dumb, my friend.